Reflection by Father Luis Zazzano. Luke 2, 16 to 21. Today is the Virgin Mary's day. 1. See, the shepherds who were the humblest in Jesus' time are the ones who see the infant first. Today, look at God in the simple things, so that being humble, you may discover God in everything. Announce, God made man with your humility, like the shepherds did, so that this world may believe and be renovated. Let's become a living and joyful church and proclaim with our actions that the church reaches out to everyone and is open to everyone. It's not a perfect church because those of us who are part of it are sinners, but we know the founder is perfect. And this motivates us to proclaim our faith from our weaknesses and smallness. 2. Mary. Today we celebrate Mary as Mother of God. Traditionally, at the beginning of the year, we attend Mass not because it's an obligation of the first day of the new year, but because it is the Virgin Mary's day. Today marks the eighth day after Christmas. The Christmas octave ends with Mary, and we begin a new year with Mary to continue this path towards God, with God, and for God. Today we begin a new year with Mary, who holds us in her heart because she is our mother. 3. Everything in her heart. Mary holds us in her heart with care and prudence. You also must learn to hold things inside your heart and learn that life gives opportunities. Learn to be prudent. If you are hot-headed or do things in a rush, you will not achieve anything. The key is to walk together with others and help one another. May this year be of unity among brethren and not of competition. We must learn that the person who thinks differently from me enriches me and is not my enemy. Let's remember that we are all part of the church, and that it does not belong to just a few, and that it does not discriminate anyone. Come on, this new year, we need all the strength we can muster, because Jesus did not give up even on the cross. You cannot falter. Don't give up, even if you feel crucified. This year, rise up and resurrect. Remember that something good is on the way. God bless you, be with you, and protect you. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.